All right, we bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, for a daily visit. Joe, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, and we saw Jensen Lewis give it up last night against the Detroit Tigers. I saw the clip of the home run that Miguel Cabrera hit to win the game, and you see Jensen, and boy, it has to be just tough to take for anybody playing for Cleveland right now. They almost make the World Series last year, and now they're 16 games out of first place.
Yeah, the Indians are really struggling right now. In fact, I was reading a story a little earlier that Jeremy Sowers was quoted in after one of his recent outings. You know, Jeremy's 0-5, and he said, you know, with so many, he was quoted as saying, you know, with so many people going in and out of here right now, it kind of feels like AAA. That the league or the team is just in flux right now with injuries and trades and all that kind of thing, and they're just they don't have anything to hang their hat on right now. And unfortunately for them, a number of injuries early gave guys opportunities like Jeremy to step up and sort of take over, and they haven't been able to do it. And so, you know, this is a team that's really, they lost 10 in a row, I guess, now, and so it's a real struggle to watch.
Joe, to switch to basketball, we've talked about Jamont Gordon, young man who played at Glencliff and was excellent at Mississippi State. Going to get a shot with the 76ers. And, you know, you look at these guys who didn't get drafted, and that, to me, it was a surprise that nobody picked Gordon in the two rounds of the draft. But at least you're happy for him that he's going to get a shot with the Sixers as he goes to the summer league in the NBA.
Oh, I admit I was stunned he wasn't drafted.
Didn't you think he
seems to have an NBA body, an NBA game, and I thought he would be one of those players that probably would be better as a pro than maybe he was in college, and certainly that could still turn out to be the case. But, you know, for whatever reason, he wasn't drafted. Sometimes, though, you know, and I guess it depends on the situation, but sometimes you're almost better off as a player if you're not going to be drafted until late in that second round. You're almost better off to not be drafted at all, because then you can sort of tread the free agent waters a bit. You can find the better fit for you, a team that, you know, plays your style or whatever. And so hopefully he's done that, because I think he's a heck of a player. I had him second in my voting behind Shane Foster for player of the year in the conference this past season.
You got to think that he's going to make this team. I'm the same way with you guys. I was shocked that he didn't get picked. He reminds me of a more athletic-ish Rodney Rogers. I don't know if he's as big as him, but, you know, a left-handed guy. He's kind of a slasher. What was the knock on him, that he just didn't have the quick first step? Is not a long-range jump shot?
Yeah, maybe that was it, Frank. Maybe it's his shooting was a little suspect, I guess, from a distance, although he's scored well against us over the years. But I just think he's too athletic. He can handle the ball. He can rebound. He can run. He can slash to the basket. I just think he's too good an athlete not to make an NBA club. So I'm glad he got an opportunity, because he's a good young man and an outstanding player.
And Brent Snedeker, he's going to be playing in the British Open.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about how he likes going over there across the pond? And Watson's always been, you know, obviously his idol, but always been a great player in the Open Championship, so maybe following in his footsteps and really will kind of dig his heels into, you know, that being his major that he looks to maybe beyond the Masters and the U.S. Open.
Well, you know, Brandt's got a little bit of something going for him. He's one of, I guess, what, four players that have finished in the top 10 in the first two majors this year. So he's got a little momentum in that regard. I think he likes playing the links-style golf overseas. I know he's done it. I think back in 01 he went over and played and seemed to really enjoy it. I also think you're right, talking about Tom Watson being sort of his idol and the way Watson performed in those Opens over the years and Brandt's creativity. I think he likes that kind of game. So I kind of look for him to have a good week at the Open. He's due for one. He struggled a bit the last couple of outings. I think he'll get fired up for a major, and hopefully he'll play really well.
It seems like he plays better in the bigger tournaments.
Sure looks like it, doesn't it?
You know?
Yeah, it's sure
crazy.
Looks like it, which is a nice trait to have, yeah. I guess. But he needs a little bit of a bounce back. He's kind of been on a low ebb here for the last couple of weeks, and he needs to get a nice little run going.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to mention quickly, Earl Bennett was named College Football Player of the Year last night by the Sports Writers Association of Tennessee. So
wow.
Nice honor for him.
Good for him.
Nice.
Joe, talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.